Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
What is metabolic training? It's one of the hottest workout styles today, and while trainers know what exercises do you know really how to get your metabolism up in a metabolic training regimen? My guest is Dr. Michelle Olson. She's a professor of exercise physiology in the Department of Physical Education and Exercise Science at Auburn University in Montgomery, Alabama. Welcome to the show, Dr. Olson. So what is metabolic training, and can just the average workout person do it?
You're right, Melanie. Metabolic training has become increasingly popular, and anybody can do it, to answer that question. And what I'd like to do is share with you a couple of labels that trainers will use to basically refer to this similar training technique. I think the first terminology we were hearing was it was being called metabolic resistance training, or MRT for shorthand. Other trainers call it something that sounds very exotic, peripheral heart action training, PHA. So if you've heard that, that also means metabolic training. And then people like me who just try to keep it kind of simple and simple in my brain and straightforward for my clients, we typically refer to the same style of training as metabolic training. So the idea behind the word metabolic is that it's a way to train where you get your metabolic rate elevated and running high, you get your heart rate going, your cardiovascular system going, you start burning quite a large volume of calories. But
so like up to 600, right? I mean, I've heard that it can even burn up to 600 calories in one workout if you're really working hard. And so Dr. Olson, tell people really what it is. So we know what it does. How do you start? What do you do? Is it just like high-intensity training?
It is a higher-intensity training. It is not really interval training. So it's really not interval training. And then secondly, it's not really like traditional aerobic training where you do something like walk fast, jog, run, do spinning or cycling. With metabolic training, you take resistance exercises and you do them in a circuit. So for example, a great way to start is just to utilize some body weight training exercises. So you would do something for approximately 30 seconds, 30 to 45 seconds, and then you would move on to a different exercise with no more than about 10 seconds in between. So, for example, you could do body weight squats. So you would just, you know, align your body. You don't need any weight at this point if you're starting out because, you know, your body does weigh something against gravity. And so in this 30 seconds, you would try to accomplish 20 body weight squat. Then you would move into another body weight exercise, such as getting in the push-up position. And again, in 30 seconds, try to execute approximately 20 push-ups. Your third exercise could be an abdominal exercise. So you lay on the floor and you do something like the bicycle exercise, where you're rotating your opposite elbow to your opposite knee. You do that for 30 seconds. You might have a cardio device nearby, something simple like an aerobic bench step. And so you go up, up, down, down, right, left, up, up, down, down for 30 seconds. So those are about four or five exercises that you then would just start again. And that particular circuit might take you 5 minutes. So if you repeated that four times, that would be a 20-minute metabolic training circuit, keeping it simple, just using body weight. So again, the key is not that you're doing straight cardio moves. you're doing moves where you use resistance. Now, as you improve, you can go longer, or what most trainers do is we add resistance to those exercise moves. So you might be using 8-pound dumbbells in each hand, doing your body weight squats. Then you do your push-ups. You stand back up. You grab those 8-pound dumbbells, and you do walking lunges for 30 seconds. Then you do a cardio move for 30 seconds. Then you do your push-ups for 30 seconds. You grab those dumbbells again, and you do something like back rows. You hinge at the hips, and you do the rowing action. So now we're doing more formalized resistance training moves using weight, using dumbbells, and going 30 seconds, 10-second transition, 30 seconds, 10-second transition. And what's really nice about all of that is you're getting your resistance exercises completed, but you're doing them in such a steady, higher intensity way that you are burning calories and you are also stimulating your cardiovascular system. So you can see why it is so popular. You can accomplish so much even in 20 to 30 minutes.
So Dr. Olson, do you take it up to a minute of each of these exercises? And then it sounds a bit like a boot camp training. And do you worry about, because it's resistance, and as a trainer, the only thing that I would wonder about is the form. You know, as you mentioned in your squats, you get into your good form. But if somebody is going from one resistance training exercise to another, it's one thing if you're going from the treadmill to the bike to the elliptical. But form is important for some of these exercises that you've discussed.
It's very important. And you would want to have this mapped out. It could be noted on a workout sheet, and you might want to set up your equipment. It doesn't have to be all complicated, but
so you set it up in advance. That's a good idea to have it set up and even have the pictures or have your workout up on the wall so that you can just look at it, so that you get into good form without having to think about what you're doing.
Exactly. And really, honest, Melanie, as we know, rushing and going super fast is overrated. What it is that you keep moving. You do your exercises correctly, and when you have finished, let's say you're standing squat, and your next move is maybe push-ups, you go to your next station, you get set, and you just try to keep it fairly continuous. Instead of, you know how we used to a lot of times go into the weight room and do 3 sets of 15 biceps curls? And then we put the weights down, and we wander around, and we get water to drink, and we grab a towel, and we talk to the person beside us, and then, okay, now I'm going to move to the leg press machine. That's going to take so much time, and there's nothing wrong if you enjoy being at the gym and, you know, doing your resistance training in more of that traditional way, but everybody is short on time, and not everybody has 30 minutes to get on the treadmill and then take another 45 minutes and go and do every weight machine in the gym.
That's right. And it does take a long time. So we're just out of time, Dr. Olson. In the last 30 seconds, wrap up metabolic training for us. Your best advice.
Metabolic training. Combine resistance training where you are mobile. Use dumbbells, use resistance bands. You can combine that with some cardio stations in between, jumping rope, jogging in place. Do the moves for 30 to 60 seconds, transition into the next one within 10 to 15 seconds, and just keep rolling through a circuit that just gets every muscle group, as well as elevating your heart rate and making you sweat.
That is great information, really great advice, and the fact is that it is a circuit similar to the high intensity, but it's not interval and it's resistance based. So you're getting your weight training in and your cardiovascular. It's really a great all-around workout. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.